Saving money on groceries is about to get even easier because a brand new Walmart Neighborhood Market is opening soon near you. Enjoy low prices you can trust every day on your grocery favorites, like fresh produce, quality meats, and more. Plus, Walmart's friendly pharmacists can take care of all your prescription needs. At Walmart Neighborhood Market, shopping and saving are simple and convenient.
Your new Walmart Neighborhood Market opens January 27th at the corner of Sumter Boulevard and West Price Boulevard in Northport.
Save money, live better, Walmart.
Good morning, guys.
Long Talk Radio.
Good morning, guys. Welcome to NTR. This is our brand new show, Non-Tree Radio. This is a derivative of IDWTBAT. I Don't Want to Be a Tree, the Facebook page that you guys are all a part of. I'm your host, Courtney. My co-host here, Michelle. Say hi, Michelle.
Hi.
So we're going to talk just a little bit about ourselves first, because I want to tell you guys all about what the show is going to be about. I'm going to have Michelle tell you guys how she started IDWTBAT, because there's a lot of history behind that and a lot of meaning behind it. But I figured if we start out first and tell you guys who you're listening to. So Michelle and I can give a little bit of an introduction about ourselves first. I thought maybe that would be good. So Michelle, you want to go first? You want me to?
I can. That's fine. I am Michelle Mellorine, and many of you followed me on Instagram first, so you have seen my family. I've been married for almost 9 years this April, which blows my mind because I feel like I am still 21, and I'm 31 now. So we got married. We got a dog. Like, isn't that the American thing? Had a miscarriage, got another dog because we wanted some baby, and then we had two babies back to back. And I used to be a dental hygienist and quit that to be a stay-at-home mom and be with my babies. And I've always never just done one thing. When I was a dental hygienist, I still worked at Pottery Barn just for fun, just for something extra. And so that is how IDWTBAT has become like my third baby. My two real babies are in school. And so this is just something that really came to me, spoke to me, and I fell in love with like a real child.
So I'm adding a fourth baby to your plate. Sorry. With this whole show.
Like a stepchild.
Yeah. Well, I'm Courtney Lambert. You guys probably know me better as Biscuit's mom, unfortunately. It seems like everybody loves my little pig, Biscuit. But I am in Sarasota, Florida. I'm not married. I don't have any kids. I have been with my boyfriend, Corey, for probably 6 or 7 years. I'm probably the only chick out there who doesn't know how long I've been with my guy. But it's been a while. We are completely career driven. So it's funny because, and that's one of the things that I think is going to be an awesome aspect to this show is, and Michelle and I have learned this a little about each other over the past few weeks, that I think we have some similar values, but we're also very different. Just in our lives are very different, our day-to-day lives. You know, like whenever she's off dropping her kids off in the morning and running carpool in the afternoon, I'm like dealing with customers and opening our shop in the morning and probably working on motorcycles and stuff in the afternoon. So it's different, but I think it's cool because we're, you know, we have a lot of similarities too. One thing that I think is really cool about that is the fact that our listeners are going to be able to hopefully relate to one or the other, if not both of us. So I think that's really cool. A little more background on myself, because I just threw that motorcycle thing in there. I do a lot of stuff in the motorcycle industry. We own a custom motorcycle shop here in Florida, and I host a motorcycle radio show. So that kind of is how this whole IDWTBAT radio idea got started. It weighed on my heart for a while, and I told you this, Michelle. I've been a part of the group for several months now, probably 10 months. And I think it's awesome. And like I said, we'll talk more about the content of the page in a few minutes. But I love that it's women empowering women. I love that it's a place for people to go to better themselves. It's a place for people to go to find encouragement. And I couldn't help but think, like, God, this would be a great podcast. It'd be something really cool that women can listen to learn and to grow and to feel, I guess, like they have kind of an outlet, you know, just to go and maybe hear about some people who are in situations that are similar to them, because it always is comforting whenever you know that somebody else is going through what you're going through. So I didn't want to approach, because I didn't know Michelle at the time. I obviously saw her on the page a lot, and I knew that she started the page and all that, but I didn't know her. So I was like, I don't know how she would take me saying that I think this should be a podcast. And I thought about it probably for a couple of months, and it just kept coming back to my mind. And finally, I wrote her a message, and I was like, hey, this has really been weighing on my heart. I feel like this is something that could be beneficial to a lot of women, and I just want to know your thoughts, and I want to know, you know, how you feel about the possibility of doing a podcast. And were you, like, completely didn't know what to say, I think, right, Michelle?
I think I said no in my head and in paper, or not paper, in a message. Definitely was saying no, just because those babies that I mentioned and that carpool that you mentioned, all of that, you think,
yeah.
I thought when I was a working single person, you know, I thought these stay-at-home moms just had all day and they could do a radio show and they could, you know, they could go get their nails done, and my nails are ragged. So I said no. And, you know, my husband was like, you need to be open to these things. And so here we are. Thank God for husbands.
I love
and
it.
Boyfriends.
I know, and I love that he's so supportive of it. Like, if I told Corey, hey, I want to do this new crazy thing, he would just be like, I'm used to it. Everything you do is this crazy, like, unheard of thing. Just do it and whatever, you know. I love that he was super supportive and told you that you needed to do it and actually cared. I think that's really cool. So
I think the best thing that's evolved from the beginning, I know we're going to talk about the beginning of the group, but the funniest thing that has evolved is the men who are not involved, but they have evolved with the group from making fun of it to totally supporting it and being like, go find your non-trees.
Yeah, hey, have you talked to your tree friends? That's funny. So, like you said, I do want to talk about how the whole Facebook page got started and the group. So why don't we go ahead and lead into that, and you can kind of give the backstory, because I know that it can be confusing on the page. And you and I had a conversation about this a couple of days ago. The group is growing. There's, what, 6,500-something girls in the group now?
Yeah, yeah.
That's insane. That's insane. So it is growing so quickly that it's kind of hard to keep your thumb on everybody and know that people have a good understanding for the group whenever they join. I know you had some concern because there's so many people that are being added, and you don't know if the people who are adding them are even telling them, hey, I'm adding you to this group. And you really don't know if they're saying, this is what the group is about. This is what we do. This is what we stand for. So go ahead and tell us how you got started and why you started it. And then we'll talk a little bit about what it's about. Okay.
Perfect. Okay. So I am like a timeline person. So I'm going to hit this like how it worked in my head.
Okay.
Last year, so almost a year ago, Time Hop on my phone actually showed me 2 years ago was the first time I ever heard the quote by Jim Rohn that says, if you don't like where you are, move. You are not a tree. And obviously that stuck with me because, like I said, I've always had two jobs. I've always just been doing something. If I didn't like something, I moved on to something else. Friends, boyfriends, jobs, I just moved on. So in my life, when I meet people who don't move on, who stay where they are and complain, it doesn't add up to me. So this quote just was like, oh my God, this is amazing. So for 2 years, you know, I would just use that hashtag, like, you're not a tree, move. And I would just over and over. So last year on February 2nd, and I only know that because Instagram can tell me what date it was and everything. I was leaving the gym and, you know, like you said, it was just on your heart to do something. And you're like, really? I don't know about that. I don't know. And I was leaving the gym, and I was like, I have this amazing idea. And then immediately started to question it. Like, no, nobody wants to hear. And I was like, I'm just going to X anybody if they want to be on, like, an email list. And every day I'll email them and just tell them what I did that day at the gym. Tell them what supplements I took. You know, tell them what I ate. Because everybody wants to X you. Oh, well, what do you eat before the gym? What do you eat after? And I was like, well, I'll just make this so much easier. I'll just tell them, and then they can read it if they want to read it. So posted it on Instagram, and the way the universe works, whatever you believe in, it didn't post. And to me, that's really funny, because had I not known that, I truly would have thought none of you wanted to be a part of it, and this wouldn't exist. Do you know what I, like, that's funny to me. So
yeah,
it was such a big idea in my head that I was like, Randy, let me see your phone. I need to see if this is on. I need to see if this posted. And it didn't. It didn't post. So I was like, well, I ain't doing this again. This is happening. So reposted it, and I said, you know, if you want to do this, send me an email saying I don't want to be a tree. And so I got 4 emails, and then I got 16 emails. I mean, exponential emails where I couldn't even write down the emails and, like, add them
really?
To the email group. So it was, like, 2 days, and then it was, you know, day 3, it was, like, 60, and I was like, well, y'all, I don't know what to do. I can't keep adding, you know, like, a group email folder gets really tedious. You're trying to, and I told you I don't have this time to enter in these emails. So one of the women I you know, I talk with on Instagram, she's like, you need to start a Facebook group. And I was like, I don't like Facebook. The whole premise of if you don't like where you are, move, is don't post your nonsense on Facebook. You know,
right.
The sun is not shining. Well, somewhere in the world it's not, even if it is for you. So I don't want to do that. And she was like, no, you can do a private group. You can do this. And you don't even have to look at your own personal Facebook. And I was like, okay, I'm in. I'll try it. So Helen the Fabulous, of course, has been with me 100%. And she was like, we'll do it. We'll do the Facebook group. Let's go. And she loves social media. And so she knows a lot about, you know, different aspects. So I set the page up and we started adding everyone. And, you know, like I said, that was February 2nd. So almost a year ago. And in the beginning, it was small. It was the first 60 from the email. And we kept it public, so people could, you know, request to join, or they could just add anyone. And we grew so quick. I mean, from 60 to 400 to 1,200 to 2,400. And it was like, you didn't know who was in there. But it was good because
right.
everyone was really sharing and making connections and truly moving. And most of them knew me from social media, from Instagram, that I use daily. So they knew what I was about, and so they really knew what the page was intended for and everything. But like anything, I mean, it gets really big. You have people, like you just mentioned, that they don't even know why they're there. And so we made it private, and we made it private like it was private. We made it secret. I'm sorry. And so
mm-hmm.
secret means you can't even search it. You have to be added by a friend. So like you mentioned, now you can go and add all 200 of your personal women Facebook friends, but unless you tell them what you added them to, they're just thrown into this group of, and I say group, we're tribe. Like, we are one for all for one. So you're thrown into this mix, and you're like, what is this? And, you know, people don't even know what the initials stand for, and they don't want to X because they're afraid, because they could see how close-knit everyone is, and they feel like, I should know what this means, and I don't even know what these letters mean. So that's
you know what's so funny now that you're saying that, it's hilarious to me, because I have received random messages from girls that I've never even seen in the group, and I don't know if they just happen to be scrolling down and just chose somebody's post and sent a private message, but they will message and say, hey, what does IDWTBAT mean, or who is this person, or what is this hashtag? And it's so funny because I'm like, oh, hey, I'm Courtney, by the way, and like, I don't know how you found me, but
mom.
I'll help you. Yeah. So you're right. It's funny because people don't know. And I mean, the most you can do on a group page, you've done, you know, do a nice post that explains everything, pin it to the top. But you can't guarantee that everybody's going to read that, you know? So
no.
I don't know. I thought it would be cool to have to have that information included in our first podcast, because it, for me, reading something is almost like a task. So being able to hear something, and you and I discussed this, Michelle, about the girls being able to listen to this while you're on the treadmill or while you're out doing, you know, walking your kids around the block or whatever, like you can do this and enjoy it while you're doing other things. So it's not like you're having to sit in front of a computer. So thought this would just be a good way to get that out. So keep going. Sorry.
No, it's fine. I mean, it's so hard to like say in words all that we encompass, but we have gone from, you know, dry shampoo taking over the feed to, were you in there for the matcha green tea?
Oh,
it was like,
yes.
April. I don't know. And everyone went to Starbucks and got like a matcha green tea.
Yes.
And what I love is we have everyone in the group. We have vegan, vegetarian, meat eaters, pescatarian. I mean, we have everyone. So, you know, the people who care about sugar were like, don't get the Starbucks. It's too much sugar. You got to get the real matcha.
Yeah.
The people who love their sugar were like, this is delicious. So, I mean, everybody does their own thing and gives their opinion, and it's respectful. And, you know, and that is, if I could just say one thing that I would never want to forget to say, is that is the whole premise of our group, is we want to empower you, encourage you, motivate you, truly push you if you need to be pushed to move in your life, physically, emotionally, financially, spiritually. It does not matter. We want to do that. But we always, always, always want to do it in a positive manner. You know,
right.
There's so much negativity. It's so easy to judge people that you do not know. I mean, myself, so many people do not know my story, just like I don't know your story, Courtney. You know, I don't know your hurts and your pains and your things you've overcome to be where you are. You know, I just know this fun, beautiful girl, Courtney, wants to talk to me. Like, that is great. But I don't know all of those other things, so it's easy to judge people. And,
yeah,
you know, as soon as you tell them your background, it's like, whoa, oh, she did. Her life wasn't always easy, breezy, you know.
Yeah.
And that's everyone. That's not just me. That's every single one of us. It's all 6,500 that you mentioned. So we just try to stay positive, you know, and I have help in administrators like Helen and friends. And, you know, we will delete things that we don't think add to the group. They take. You know, that was one of the videos I made, and I don't know if you saw it. It was, like, about being life-giving or life-taking with everything that you say. And it was a while ago that I did that video. And the way the Facebook feed, you know, it can come pop up again months later. And recently people are still posting saying that that video months ago stuck with them because it's true. I mean, every word that you say is either going to give someone life or it's going to take someone not take someone's life, but it's going to take life from them. You know?
Yeah.
And so that's what we try for in the group. You know, we clearly cannot control all, because just like you get messages, I get the same thing. I don't like this. I don't like this, you know? And I do what I can, but I'm not God, and I can't tell a grown adult what not to do. We can just try and control what we do. But, I mean, that's the beauty of it to me, because at the end of the day, we want you to move. We want you to live your best life. And the first step is getting rid of negativity in your own head, in your words, in your life, everything.
Yeah, so. And it's a first step, not just with the group, because hearing you say that, I'm like, gosh, what if people took the negativity, A, out of the group, then B, out of their own social media, and then C, carry that into their life every day? Like, we're a small group compared to the whole population, obviously, but people influence people just by the way that they act in their day-to-day actions. It's not just what you say to people, it's how you act. And if we can do that, imagine the positive change that could go on that would bounce off of us onto other people. I just think it's awesome.
I do. I mean, and that's what I mean about husbands, because, you know, so many of them, their husbands didn't understand, and why are you on Facebook, and why are you in this group, and what is this group, and what is a tree, and what is, you know, oh, you're friends. And, you know, it went from that very quickly to women making those changes that you just said, and their husbands noticing, or husbands, boyfriends, spouse, you know, obviously I use the term very loosely, noticing that they're happier. you know, they're more content. Mm-hmm. Or if they're not happy, they're doing something about it instead of just sitting there complaining and wishing that something was changing. Mm-hmm. They're actually doing something. And I never, you know, people think that because I love fitness that I really wanted it to be a fitness group, and I really don't, because you can lose. You know, how many of us know someone who lost 100 pounds and they still don't see the beauty in themselves, you know? Or that goal weight, and they still have not faced the negativity. They still are just searching for, they're chasing wind. I mean, they're searching for this positivity that has to start inside themselves. It's not with a scale. It's mm-hmm. not with a pant size. So I don't want to be fitness focused in that aspect. However, I fully believe in fitness changing your life. You know, I mean, just like anything can change your life. So I love that we have that as a core. You know, but it branches out, not to be all punny about a tree, but it does. It branches out from there into so many other areas of your life, you know, like just moving from that. And it doesn't have to be, we're all so different, you know. And me, you asked me how the group evolved. And for me, I started thinking about the group, but when you say the group, it's actually me that's evolved, because I've gone from 2 years ago, if you would have asked me and told me your issues, I would have yelled at you and been like, Courtney, move. You know, like, I have videos of myself sharing that. Like, you are not a tree. Getting so frustrated with you. And, you know, in the way that I've moved spiritually and, you know, mentally is being like, you know, Courtney, maybe if you moved, this might happen. Or actually, like, asking you questions and letting you get to that answer on your own. So that you feel confident in yourself and you're not just doing it because Michelle told you to do it. So I've evolved with the group. And to me, that just drives it all home. I mean, you change these little things and over time you're like, wow, like, wait, the group grew and I grew. And this is amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love that about you, because at the beginning of the show, whenever I said that we have a good balance of differences and similarities. One of those similarities you've already touched on is the fact, and I told you this, I've always had my hands in a bunch of different things at the same time, you know, and you said the same thing about yourself, and I've always felt the same way about, don't complain about things. If you're not going to do anything about it, then don't complain about it, you know, and it's funny now to hear you say how you've evolved, because I've kind of done the same thing. I've had the same evolution in my life, because I would get mad. I would get mad at people. And, you know, my parents, and my dad specifically, is one of the people that I would get mad at, because he's been at the same job for years and years and years. He hates it. He goes into work every day, does something that he hates doing, and then he comes home and he complains about it. And you don't want to talk to people like that. I mean, I love my dad. I'm a big daddy's girl. But you get tired of hearing the same thing over and over, and it weighs on the people that you know, like it would weigh on me whenever I would talk to him. And it's a generational thing. But our generation is more proactive, and we know that there's more opportunities out there for the most part. And for those people that don't realize that, I hope that we can get that point across. Like, you're not stuck. You're not stuck. I mean, in some situations are different than others, but in 99% of the situations out there, you're not stuck. There's options. Find it. Work towards it. It may not happen overnight, but do what it takes to get to that point where you can make the change, you know? And so I do love that we have that similarity and we have the same mindset on that, because I'm not very tolerant of it either, you know? I'm like, there's all these things you can do. Find one that you like and do it. Sounds simple.
I mean, tolerance is so hard. And when I say tolerance, I also mean compassion and empathy. These are things mm-hmm. that I did not grow up with. It was like, you know, my dad, totally loved my dad, but it was like, you do it the right way, and if you do it the wrong way, you're going to pay the consequences, not from him, but from the world, you know? I mean, if you make these bad decisions, you have to live with these bad decisions. You reap what you sow. And so when people complain to me, like, I fall back on that because that's what I know. So mm-hmm. compassion and empathy are very hard for me. It's never been something, it is not on my bucket list to learn compassion and listen to you complain and me empathize with you. That's never been on my list, but it is now. And the reason it is now is because I'm grown, but you have these children and you have your nephews, and you do not want them to be the child on the playground that has no empathy. You know, you start to see these things where it worked for you and you grew up and you're fine and you think you're okay, but you start to see it in your little people, and you're like, okay, wait, they're not seeing it from me. They're seeing this no-nonsense, you know, if you don't like where you are, move, and that's what they're giving back to people. And so, you know, you have to make these changes in a positive way, like I said. But what I love what you just said was some things you can't change, you know, but you're not stuck. And what really strikes me is the mental movement that you can do. Because how many of us, and when I say us, I mean me, people see me now, but like I said, you don't know all of my story. How many of us have been where you could not leave that job? You needed that job to pay your health insurance. Like, forget a car note. You know, you can get by without a car. Health insurance. Or just a bill because you don't have health insurance because you had to pay the full price to go to the doctor. You know, so you need that job. And you can't walk away from that critical boss and that bad, toxic atmosphere and the donuts that everybody wants to bring in and everybody wants to make fun of your diet. You can't walk away from that. You need it. And to me, what is so beautiful is you physically, you can't, right? Right now, today, you need that, okay. But you can mentally decide every single minute to move. You know, you can let people's comments roll by. You can smile at them, and you can truly kill them with kindness, regardless of where you are physically. You know, your best
and make a plan.
Yeah. But you had your story about you and Corey taking the woman to dinner. You know, and like to me, that's such a mental movement. Yes, y'all physically, you know, paid for her meal and all of this, but like that's so much more than that. You know, people feel like in the group they can't do anything. Well, I can't do what you're doing, Michelle, and I can't do what, you know, this person's doing. I can't do that. All of us can do what you did for the world. You know, so you can tell them what you did because I don't know if everyone knows.
Well, it's I feel silly talking about it because it's but I it's just being nice. That's it. Like, I don't feel like it's a big deal. I feel like it's just being nice. And I did say in my post, I wouldn't have done this. And now, after experiencing this, absolutely, I'll do this every time I have the opportunity. But that moment, that night, I wasn't going to ask this lady to come sit with us. And I'm ashamed of that a little bit, but I'm not going to lie. Like, that's how it was. We were out at one of the restaurants that we enjoy going to here in town. We were sitting outside. A homeless lady walked by. She was rough looking, very rough looking. And the first thing Corey did, and Corey's such a nice guy. He's a sweetheart. First thing he did is stuck his hand out, shook her hand. And after I just saw her, I mean, she was coughing and she was not well. And he stuck his hand out, shook her hand, asked her her name, and asked her to sit down with us. And I'm, like, crying inside because I was like, God, seriously? I wasn't even going to talk to her. And it really made me feel like crap. And we enjoyed our meal so much. She was so happy to have somebody ask her name, shake her hand, treat her like a person, ask her story, ask what her plan is. And we sat there and had the best meal with her. She didn't ask for a lot. She wanted a warm cup of soup. And, you know, I tried to go really outside my box that night, which was easy because once he made the first step, I was like, wow, why would I not normally do this? So, I mean, we had a beer with her. And I know that sounds like you shouldn't, you know, people automatically assume that people who are living on the streets or whatever, that that's all they want. She didn't ask for that. But I was like, what we were drinking, we were having a beer. So I'm thinking, how can I make her feel like she's a part of this and let her experience this night and enjoy it? And I asked her if she wanted a beer, totally outside of my comfort zone, but it was great. And since then, Michelle, I don't know if you saw this, but I've seen that lady twice.
Yeah.
And every time I see her, I don't even know if she remembers me, but I make it a point to go up to her and talk to her. And I've given her some money and stuff. And just to try to let her know that she's not alone. She has no idea where to find me. It's just me always running into her. But I don't know. It's crazy. It's just being a nice person and not assuming the worst in people, I guess.
Yes. So what you just said, and this is like the craziest analogy that ever has come in my head, but I feel like a homeless woman can be the girl in I don't want to be a tree in the background. You know, she doesn't feel like she is that. How do you get your teeth so white? And I'm like, don't compare your teeth. You know, and I know we do that. We do that as humans. But I feel like there's so many girls in the group that I don't have this, I don't have this. And they're on the flip side of the, you know, quote unquote now homeless woman and her demeanor, you know, that person in the group. You have strong, strong personalities like me and Helen. And like, I keep saying Helen because we're so similar in our no-nonsense, and we overpower, you know, this weekend we're going to be together in Atlanta, which is hilarious, with other girls, and we overpower. It's just who we are. You know, I can't tamper that. And when I tamper it, people think, like, what's wrong with you? Like, you can tell, like, I'm trying to tone it down, and it's hard. You know what I mean? It's hard for me to not share and try and help and do all of these things. But when I do that, the quieter people stay quiet. Right, because they don't feel like they have anything to add, and they don't feel like you just did that. And I know you're not a quiet person, but you just did that with the story about this woman. Like, you don't really feel like it's that big a deal, but I feel like it's a huge deal because I feel like we have so many of those women in the group. You know, you say we have 6,500. Well, obviously, I wish Facebook could tell me in a group because we aren't a page, you know, so they don't give me statistics. But actually sharing. I mean, what do we have, 200? If I'm, you know, you can guess with me.
Yeah.
I
would say you're about right.
Like, yeah, like, I don't talk to everyone daily, but I remember your stories. I remember your story about the day at the airport where you smiled at everyone, you know? It was like, yeah, like, and, you know, you were like, everybody thinks I'm crazy, but this is amazing, and I'm smiling at everyone. But I think that makes such
that was the funniest day.
It really was. So, like, I want those girls in the group that, you know, they constantly downplay themselves and, I don't even think this is worth posting, but, you know, and they did something. And that something will snowball into a huge thing. You just have to be positive about it and share it and let all of us just surround you in the whole movement of moving. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we are. We are a movement. We're small, like you said, in number compared to globally, but we are across the nation, you know, in Australia. Kim is in Tokyo, if I'm not saying that wrong. Okinawa, Japan. I did say it wrong.
Okay.
But we're everywhere. We have England. We have Canadians. All of these places. So, though we might be one person, we see so many people across the world each day. So we can make such a big impact.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm glad you brought that up because this is something that I think a lot of people can relate to. When I first came into the group, that's a lie. Not when I first came in the group. The entire time I've been a part of the group, do you know how many people I have added? Just take a guess.
Oh, you are one of those. I remember that.
How no, I've added zero.
That's what I mean. I remember.
Okay, I've added zero people. And I added my first person last night. But I think that a lot of people may be able to relate because the entire time, the entire 10 months or however long, 9-10 months that I've been in the group, I think people see it as like a safe haven. Like, you can go there, and I see people say it all the time. I can't post this on my personal page, but I can post it here. So it's like a safe place where people can post selfies without hearing people say, oh, you're full of yourself. All you do is post pictures of yourself. Or where they can go to post progress pictures of their fitness journey and things that they don't want to share on their personal pages. So because of that whole mindset, I've not added anyone just because I wanted to, I guess, create a foundation in the group and learn it and live it and kind of take it in for myself for a little bit. But I was talking to one of my girlfriends this weekend, and I was like, you know what? She would love this group. And now I'm going to change my mindset to, as long as everything stays positive like it's supposed to be, why wouldn't we add people who you feel can also add to that movement? So I'm changing my ways, and I'm going to choose my best girlfriends, and I'm going to add
them.
I'm not going to be stingy anymore.
Well, you know what's funny about that? I have, you know, more than a handful, personal, local, you know, I'm in New Orleans, all of these girls went to school with, grew up with, and when we were very small, they were like, oh, just add me to that thing. And you would think that my friends, my close friends would be in the group, active in the group, love the group because it's everything I am, just, you know, exponential. And they don't. Courtney, they left. I mean, when I tell you 8 out of 10 of them, that's a rough statistic. They were like, that group is too much for me. I mean, one really good friend, I love her dearly. She's like, that group gives me anxiety. And if they keep asking about makeup, and I looked at her and I said, I'm going to call her out now. She probably won't listen to it. But I said, Katie, I said, I'm going to be honest. Yes, it has nothing to do with moving, right? I mean, like I said, dry shampoo post and makeup post and all these things. However, I have completely redone my dry shampoo.
Yeah.
I mean, my makeup is better since the group. Like, all of these products because, yeah, you can X Google, right? You can X Google, but it's not someone that, it's not a selfie attached with it saying, how did you get your hair like that? What do you use?
Yeah.
And having a real person to ask. So while I completely understand when people say, it's not even about what it was supposed to be about anymore. Everybody keeps asking what's the best dry shampoo. Okay, sure. We're trying to give a central post so that there's only one that you have to read through and you don't have to see it all the time. But on the flip side, I mean, I've gotten some really good – oh, I mean, can I tell you? This is so aside. My deodorant. It's an all-natural deodorant. I don't even know who said to use Primal Pit Paste. I ordered it off of Amazon. It has changed my life. My husband calls me the stinkiest, tiniest girl ever met. Like, he's like, how does such a little human smell so bad? You know, and he's really big, obviously, so he thinks I'm so tiny. And I'm like, I don't know. I put deodorant. What do you want me to do? And this deodorant is amazing. So I'm like, that's what I told Katie. You know, I've gotten so many things from that, you know. And maybe it's not about moving, but for me, if you are physically moving and you smell and somebody gives you a good deodorant, that's life-changing. I mean, that helps me.
Okay, wait.
So
don't just fly by it. You said Primal Pit Paste?
Yes.
Okay.
And
all right.
It's on Amazon, but actually, like, at Whole Foods, they did not have it. And I told the girl working there, I was like, y'all really need it. And the next week, it was on the shelf, Courtney, my local Whole Foods. So now, you know, I don't
know
how that works.
Public will do that, too.
I didn't ask them. No, we don't have Publix. But
they will do that, too. If you
ask
them to stock something, they'll do it. So that's cool.
Yes, it's however we have to link that.
Yeah. All right. So we learned about the group. We learned about deodorant. That's good. I wanna move into talking for a couple minutes just about the show and what people can expect from this, because obviously what we're talking about right now is not gonna. We can't just talk about the group every time we come on air.
No.
we're gonna actually have topics. So I think it's cool because we can choose a topic every week, and we've kind of discussed between the two of us some topics that we think our listeners and the girls in the group would really enjoy hearing about. So I'm going to go through the who, what, when, where's, and why of the show, and we can just kind of throw in things as we go through it, okay?
Okay.
So the show is a direct derivative of the page. I mean, right now the only people who are going to know about the podcast are – the ladies who are in the group, because that's really our only outlet. And we will develop that as we go. But you and I will be, you're going to do this with me every time, right? I hope.
I mean,
we'll
I have to
talk
check
after
my schedule.
The show and find out. Okay. That's fair enough. So topics can be anything from how to remove financial stress, get out of debt, good ways that you can move in those areas, good credit cards you can get, things that you should do to lower your monthly payments on things. Like, we can have a show about that. We can have a show about long-distance relationships. We can have a show about managing two young kids at a time. I don't know. We've talked about a lot of different areas that we can touch. It's kind of endless. So I'm excited about that. And then we'll do the show, hopefully, I would like to do it weekly, and we've talked about doing it on Thursdays, but the cool thing about us doing a podcast is if you can't listen live, you can listen anytime. So I think that's going to be huge for the group, because obviously all of us have different schedules. All of us are busy, and it doesn't matter where you are, what you're doing. Like some of the ladies in the group have desk jobs where they can maybe pop their headphones in and listen from their computer while they're at their desk. Some of us don't have that. So maybe when you're running on the treadmill in the morning, you can listen to it then from your phone. One of the things that I love about doing podcasts is with my main podcast that I do, I tell people all the time, because I travel a decent amount for work, you can upload, is it upload or download? I always get this confused. You can upload the show to your phone. Which is it? I feel stupid. Is it? Whatever. You guys know what I'm talking about. You can put it from the internet to your phone and store it in your podcast on your phone. You actually have, if you have an iPhone especially, you have a place on your phone for podcasts. You can store it there, and you can listen to it while you're offline. So, like, if you're flying and you don't want to pay for Wi-Fi or whatever, that can be your in-flight entertainment, is listening to the show without having internet.
Back to back.
It's really cool. Yeah, it's like a marathon. So it's cool because you can listen to it anytime. It doesn't matter if you don't have time until 2 o'clock in the morning, it'll always be available. And they don't go away. So you can listen to today's episode 3 years from now and you'll be able to find it. And then the purpose and the goals of this show, I think, are very similar to the Facebook page. This will just be kind of a more direct way for us to reach people, I think. And it'll be a way to talk for longer lengths of time about things and give more information than just a post. Because like I said, if you're like me, you can't sit and read a huge, long Facebook post. It's just, I don't know. I can't wrap my brain around it. But that's what I want to do with the show. What were some topics that you thought about, Michelle, that you think that the listeners would like to hear?
I know we discussed, I'm not going to say the right word, but just, you know, everyone has their different style of eating. And every Sunday, I think the group is flooded with meal prep pictures, and it's beautiful. You know, people who are taking control of their diet and making better choices, because yes, bad food tastes good, but it does not make you feel good. You know, eat it when you want to eat it, but just every day, day in, day out, it really wears on you. So prepping on Sunday. You know, Instagram does meal prep Monday, and I'm always like, that is so dumb. The week already started. Like, it's meal prep Sunday. I thought that was very obvious. So we made sure, like, you know, Hella made sure to instill meal prep Sunday. Like, we don't do this on Monday. You're working already. You already lost the day. So things like that on, you know, meal prep Sunday, everyone is prepping their food, but they're following so many different things. You know, somebody has a meal plan where they're strictly eating these same foods or from this list. And then others have macros that they're given, you know, 150 protein per day and 200 carbs and only 65 fats. And then they can eat whatever they want as long as it fits in there. And they track every single bite that goes into their mouth all day. So different things like that, I think that's really fun to explore, because there is no end all be all. You know, what works for you is not what's going to work for somebody else. And like you said in the beginning of the show, I mean, you're at your desk, you know, and you're at the office and building motorcycles. So my meal plan is not going to work for you, and yours would probably not work for me. And that I think would be fun to just talk to different people, or, you know, have people ask their questions about how to incorporate that, how to get started with that, because it does seem overwhelming. But again, I mean, I keep saying everything is life-changing, but it is. I mean, when you start changing your diet, you will finally see the results you've been doing in the gym but not feeling them.
Yeah. And just like your lifestyle may not accept a certain meal plan or menu, your body types don't either. So it's funny, because I think that talking about these kind of things will – like you said, let people explore and figure out what works for their body, and they can learn more. I mean, you can even look on the page. I think it's cool, because I've seen people do this. People will comment on someone's progress picture or whatever and say, I have the exact same body as you. You know, like, we're body twins. What do you do for this? And how do you manage this? And I don't know. I just think it's really cool, and I think it would be fun to have people on here, like you said, to talk about macros. And I've never tried to do macros. If you asked me to talk for 60 seconds about macros, and that's what part of what I do for a living is talk, I would be like, I have no idea. Like, I know it's something
you'd be
that
like,
people
it's
do,
butter,
and
Barb.
Yeah. So I don't know. I for me, myself, it would be really cool to hear about these things and learn. And I do care about fitness, and I do know, you know, as far as what works for my body, but how do I know what works best if I haven't tried everything, you know? So I think it'll be a cool experience for everybody to hear things like that. So I also think that it'll be fun once we get going to maybe have experts in those fields come on, not just in fitness, but in everything, financial experts and relationship experts and fitness, all that stuff. So I don't know. There's a lot we can do with this. So I'm pretty excited.
Me too.
All right. Well, so that's pretty much what everything's about. And we didn't want to keep this too long. We wanted to keep this hopefully about the length of your cardio workout, so hopefully that worked out. I do want to say that we are going to try to do this weekly. I do want to keep it flexible, though, because I know I do, and I know Michelle has a lot going on, so the schedule may fluctuate a little bit, but we'll be able to let you guys know in the group when the next episode's coming on, what it's going to be about, and how you can find it. In the meantime, if you guys want to hear this, we'll post a link on the page, and you'll always be able to find it there. So anything you want to say in closing, Michelle?
No, thank you. Thank you for listening to your heart and getting this started.
Yeah. So I'm excited. We'll be in touch with you guys. We'll let you know what's going on for the next episode. And make sure you share this with the girls in the group, and we want to make sure everybody hears it. Everybody have a great week. Be productive and be positive, and we'll see you next week here on NTR.
Saving money on groceries is about to get even easier because a brand new Walmart Neighborhood Market is opening soon near you. Enjoy low prices you can trust every day on your grocery favorites, like fresh produce, quality meats, and more. Plus, Walmart's friendly pharmacists can take care of all your prescription needs. At Walmart Neighborhood Market, shopping and saving are simple and convenient.
Your new Walmart Neighborhood Market opens January 27th at the corner of Sumter Boulevard and West Price Boulevard in Northport.
Save money, live better, Walmart.